The following is a Pro Football Network podcast, the primary voice for pro football at profootballnetwork.com.
Kyle Yates here, PFN live on Radio Row leading into Super Bowl 58. I'm joined here by my friend Annie Agar. Annie, thanks so much for taking some time to jump on the show.
Of course. I had to do it for a fellow Grand Rapidian. I don't know that.
Yeah.
People Rapidian. From Grand Rapids.
There we go. That works a little bit better. Let's talk Super Bowl here. So obviously San Francisco 49ers trying to chase that elusive Super Bowl title. They've been trying here for the past several years, cycling through quarterbacks to try to get it right. It looks like they have that finally in Brock Purdy. But as we look at going up against the Chiefs, the dynasty conversation, all that sort of stuff, what are the keys to success here for San Francisco going into this matchup?
First of all, I have to preface this by saying, as a Packers fan, this is very painful to talk about because I don't really know who to pull for in this game. I hate the Chiefs. I hate the dynasty, like you just said. We just got out of the Patriots. I don't want the Chiefs again. But the 49ers are painful for me to root for. That being said, this 49ers team is so complete. And I think the key to this is, like, we've seen the Chiefs struggled basically the entire season. I was honestly only until the playoffs that Travis Kelce remembered how to catch.
Right.
Any of their receivers remember how to catch.
Right.
But the 49ers didn't ever really struggle like that, other than when Debo and CMC was out. Now you got a healthy team. You got Brock Purdy, who fits the system, fits Kyle Shanahan's system. I think CMC is going to have an absolute day. Brock Purdy's rushing yards is over under 12.5, which I think kind of sets you up for what you think is very low. He had 51 in the last
game.
Right. Like three less than Lamar. But I think this shows you this is going to be a game manager situation. He's going to manage his team, hand it off to CMC, get Debo the ball, get all of his Avengers the ball. I think that's their key to success. It's a well-rounded team. You can't defend them.
Speaking of can't defend, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce in the playoffs just is a tandem that I feel seems inevitable, right? Just seems inevitable that they're going to produce, that they're going to produce in a big way.
Yep.
Obviously, there has been a ton of attention. We were both at opening night on Monday, and just seeing the crowd that was around Travis Kelce's podium was absolutely phenomenal. Obviously, a lot of attention brought to him here this year, more so than ever before with his relationship with Taylor Swift. There are a lot of critics that just want to be able to yell at something, but like, they're saying that Taylor Swift is ruining football. Like, what are your thoughts on that?
I even asked the players. So you couldn't talk to any of the big guys because, like you said, it was like 30 people deep. But I asked some of the, not smaller players, but some of the guys wandering around. And I said, are you guys sick of hearing Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift questions? And, of course, they had the politically correct response.
Right.
They're a great couple. We love them over here. At some point, though, like, people are trading friendship bracelets out here. We're on Radio Row. We are here to talk about football. It's like the most macho sport in American history, and we're trading friendship bracelets. Don't get me wrong, I love love, and I think if they're happy, that's great. But just let me watch the game.
Yep.
Just give me to Monday. But, it's good. If we don't see a proposal, I'll be happy.
Yeah, right.
That was his main question. Travis kept getting asked if he was going to propose to her. Let him win the football game first.
And if he was, why would he say that?
Why? Right, yeah, let me tell America before I tell Taylor.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's terrible. Worst proposal ever.
Whole other conversation. So, Annie, obviously you've been in this industry now for a little bit. You found tremendous success and kind of just built yourself up from the ground level, right?
Thank you. So
there are a lot of people that are going to be watching this and want to be doing this. They want to be here at this point. What is your advice for people that are looking to break into the industry?
I love that question. I think the biggest thing is so many people get on TikTok, and I even get overwhelmed with this. I get on TikTok and I see so many other creators doing better numbers than I do, maybe doing content that I thought about doing, but they're already doing it. Don't ever let that stop you from creating content, because what you can create is something completely different. It could be exactly the same, but every person brings something different and unique to social media, and you never know what's going to do well or what's going to play well with other people. And if you're thinking something, I guarantee other people have that same idea, but they're just waiting for someone to go create it for them or do it for them. So taking the initiative, I think, is the biggest thing, and being completely original, being genuine really plays through on social media. You can tell the second someone's promoting a brand or if they actually care about what they're talking about, you can tell. And I think the videos to that point do really well because I'm a football fan at the end of the day.
Right.
And it shows in the video. I get mad about certain games. I'm happy about certain games. So I think just being genuine and absolutely going out there and doing it, even if you're thinking it's going to tank, if you're worried about how it does, don't even think about it. Just go out and do it.
So Annie, what are you doing here on Radio Row that people need to know about?
I'm doing a lot of content with prop bets around the game.
Okay.
We're getting people's opinion on some funny prop bets that are going to happen, as well as actual legit ones. And then I'm going to be at like NFL Honors, and we're just trying to talk to anybody we can and kind of show people. My main goal for content this week is to show people what it's like to be at a Super Bowl, because like you just said, it's really hard to get to this point. So I'm trying to show them behind the scenes and give them a little inspiration to want to get here someday.
That's absolutely awesome. That is Annie Agar here on PFN Live. I'm Kyle Yates. Thanks for watching. Don't go anywhere.